everyone. Welcome back to the Howard Company's Branding, Signage, and Technology Podcast. Today is a great episode for our convenience store audience as we will recap NACS, which was just this past month in Chicago. So I'm here with Eric, our digital slash pre-sales engineer guru, and then Kevin, our national sales manager for convenience stores. So before we jump in, I just want to remind you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to get all this great content as soon as we publish it. But yeah, let's jump into the episode. Yeah. NACS was mid-October, just last week for us. I just kind of want to, guys, get your feedback, your feelings about how it went. Both of you were at the booth, yeah. Kevin being our main C-store point of contact. So I just want to open up to kind of what's trending, how are the discussions going?
Oh, I mean, I loved it. It was my first NACS show. The last time that we went was before I was here. And so it was really eye-opening to see how many booths and vendors and products and things are out there, you know, fighting for space in such a small store, you know, depending on what it is. So, but almost all of our conversations had something to do with maximizing ticket volumes, being able to sync things together with loyalty apps and mobile pay. A big thing that I wasn't anticipating that I'm excited to dive into more for me is people were looking into like different DoorDash apps and other apps. I was like, well, yeah, they operate as a restaurant too, so why wouldn't they do delivery? And it just, you know, being able to pair that with our software, with our hardware to maximize the customer experience was great. I think of all of our conversations at our booth, 90% of them were really well-educated people that are trying to just better their business. And it was fun. It was fun for me. I don't know about for you, but it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, I can piggyback off that and just say there's a lot of intelligent people there really looking to maximize their stores. And what I saw from a technology standpoint was a lot of people want more integrations. These things are becoming more of the norm of getting the loyalty to integrate with their POS, to integrate with their mobile apps. So I think that was a big conversation that I was having one from the technology standpoint.
Nice. I know that we had voice AI in our booth. Mm-hmm. How are you seeing that trend come across in the C-store industry?
Yeah, so voice AI is not new. It's been, I think that was the hot topic of last year's NRA for us was voice AI. But these companies are always innovating. So the main thing that we got with Vox, who is a great partner for our booth, and Donna's great, mm-hmm. Is that if they're not innovating constantly, they're out of the market within a year. Yeah. And so it was really nice to see the way that she was able to, you know, multiple languages, multiple accents, being able to really hone in on the quality of the conversation, where I think when we set it up, there were a couple of hiccups, but every time we were demoing with somebody, they're from all over the world, people that were in our booth, and it was able to clearly detect and hear and speak. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because what we heard 18 months ago was, you know, the 85% success rate. And we're like, well, that's not good enough. And it's getting much, much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had voice AI and we had a kiosk as well. And I think, you know, we've worked with the restaurant industry for a long time, and, you know, those things are just as important for that industry, but especially for convenience where people are more on the go, they're getting gas, mm-hmm. they're getting food, snacks, drinks, mm-hmm. and getting back on the road. I think it's more crucial than ever to, you know, apply that to convenience stores to help with, you know, correct orders and not having to go back in the store because something's wrong. So,
100%. The on our demo with the OCS that was included on that, I mean, you could see script on the bottom. As the AI was talking back to the customer, it had it almost looked like a teleprompter, mm-hmm. where it was, so if you're having a hard time hearing it, you could read it, and then it was doing playback of the order confirmation in real time. It was, I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
I saw different customers walking up to that demo, and their face was absolutely, like, it was either just in awe or, like, in shock. It was surreal to see some of these customers interact with the demo and how their face was just like, wow. You know, mm-hmm. So, like, that for me was a big thing and a big deal for voice AI to see how far it's gone.
Just an overall question for you, too. So, in terms of OCS and voice AI, say if somebody doesn't have a digital drive-thru.
Yep.
And they look at that and they're like, oh, if I want to incorporate that, I need to get a three-panel digital drive-thru, replace my current static menu board. If they don't want to do that, what's the cheapest way to implement those things in their drive-thru?
I'll tell you. So, Donna, sorry, I'm just taking every question right now. Donna filled us in, and there's just like we have levels of static, hybrid, full digital solutions, they also have levels of AI clarity. So the baseline for them is they're actually able to listen. You don't have to have any digital menu boards, and there's a solution for her. Baseline is, let us learn how you are speaking to your customers. So they hear the conversations, they collect data, they listen for trigger words, they listen for tone of voice, inflection, happiness, trying to convey, and they actually give feedback so that you can do monthly in your monthly training meeting or your monthly, teams call across the board. You can dive into like, hey, this next month we are needing to see more people do say X, Y, and Z and have that, you know, training aid without even really having to go full digital, which I didn't, I'll admit, I didn't know going into the show that they had that. I thought it was just the interface with
digital. Yeah, that's awesome.
And she pulled me aside around. She's like, hey, we have a solution for that. I'm like, awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome. It was great to know.
Okay. So from the OCS side, maybe Eric, you can answer this one. I know we offer like, you could do a one-door drive-through system. You could do, we have a 22-inch solution, something that's more, you know, price efficient for customers with static. Can you just expand on those type of solutions?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see voice AI in your drive-through with a smaller footprint, maybe like a 1-up or that 20, like a small 27, 22-inch, right? Mm-hmm. You can absolutely get voice AI integrated into this and then just start testing, kind of like how you were mentioning. It starts listening. It starts really understanding how that store talks to their customers. So then not only will you get the data at the end of the month saying, this is what happens when voice AI takes over, this is what happens when you say these words, et cetera, et cetera. So you can start really maximizing your returns or just maximizing the amount of money you get through the drive-thru.
So not only these two things, but also people that visited us at NACS, people who went to NACS but didn't have time to stop by our booth. Following the event, how would the consultation process go with us? Because it's not very salesy at all. I think you try and work out the best solution for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll let you answer that first. And then kind of on Eric's side, if somebody's interested in a demo of OCS AI, how would that go?
Yeah, the process for us is, you can contact me directly or you can contact just the Howard Company in general. There's forms on our website of requests for different information. And realistically, it's a discovery meeting. We would set up a time to meet either in person or on Teams. And the goal of that call is to make sure that we know where you're trying to get to. Because ultimately, we sell a lot of stuff. We can sell you the Ferrari of drive-thrus, or we can sell you just a solid basic Ford
Ford, reliable.
Yeah, Ford Explorer. You know, there's different versions of what we do, but we also like to dive into the end goal of the return for you guys. We wouldn't want to try and sell you a Ferrari if you're only seeing, you know, 50 customers a day. You know, we want to make sure that it sets you up for success, even more so than us just selling as much as we can to a customer. We want it to be a partnership. So it's more of a consultative call to make sure that, you know, we understand what you would like, and then we also can understand the perimeters of where we get to play in the sandbox of equipment to make sure that we get the right solution to you.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, and from my standpoint, if you want to see a demo for Voice AI or OCS, you really want to talk to us. And like you said, it's a consultative process too. It's nothing we're just going to give you this software. We want to make sure that you understand the capabilities, the features. You want to make sure that this is something that you want to move forward with, because it's going to be a little bit of a learning process as well, but we also are there to hold your hands. So yeah, it's a consultative process. We're here to walk you through the whole step and the whole journey so that you walk out leaving like, yeah, we got you.
Nice. One thought that I had when I was walking around at NAX is, you know, there's a lot of vendors, and we were only in one section out of probably 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the technology area. So if somebody is attending NAX, they have 1, 2 locations. They're just getting their, you know, feet wet with their C-store. But they're overwhelmed by the number of vendors. And, you know,
I was overwhelmed.
Yeah, we were overwhelmed too. What would you recommend of how they find the right partner for them?
Yeah, so, you know, and this is a huge, you know, part of the convenience store world is over half of the convenience stores in the U.S. are owned by people that have 5 stores or fewer. Yes, the large markets of the, you know, 2,000 storefronts across the country, dipping into Canada and Mexico, like those exist, but most people are just small business owners. And so when it comes to that, you know, the list, when you go to the shows, well, number one, if you want to go to the show, reach out to us. We would gladly help coordinate with you on, you know, what day we think would be a good day to go, making sure that if you come and see us and we know who you are, we'll be able to guide them on their experience of, hey, make sure, I know you said you were looking at a turbo roller oven for in the back of the house. I really think you need to go to so-and-so. Like, we don't mind doing that. We actually enjoy doing that. And then just making sure you give yourself enough time. Okay. The show is big, and make sure you wear comfortable shoes. Okay. I think I saw a bunch of high heels on day one, and then everybody was in their running shoes on day two. Cause it's a big show. You put on a lot of steps, while you're there. And then, you know, don't be afraid to walk up to somebody and ask questions. I know, like, our booth was a smaller booth this year. There's some booths there that are 100-foot by 100-foot laser shows and you know, DJ booths and celebrity appearances. Gronk is hanging out. just make sure, don't be afraid to go up and just say who you are and talk to somebody and ask, you know, the questions. There are no dumb questions. We love talking to everybody, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that feels that way.
Yeah. And then going off of that, what were kind of your favorite moments from the show? Whether, you know, we could put customer discussions aside, but the food you had, there's a bunch of food.
So much food.
I know that the three of us attended a event from one of our digital display partners, at Soldier Field, so that was fun. But what do you guys remember the most?
You go first.
I mean, for sure, number one was a Soldier Field experience. So, as a Bears fan, that was amazing.
Yes.
Getting into Soldier Field and coming back from Soldier Field was absolutely the greatest time.
Do you want to explain the venture back from Soldier Field?
It was a great walk. Yeah, I mean, besides that being like the overall awesome experience, I think the food that we got to taste was cool. But what really left me like in shock or in awe was just seeing people experience voice AI. Because for me, this is everyday thing. But for someone who hasn't seen this and to see their face actually experiencing it, that was the coolest thing in the world.
Nice.
Walking through the tunnel in front of your place at 10:30 at night? No. Yeah. No, Soldier Field is great. I think we're all Bears fans in this room right now.
In this company.
not the company. You know, just knowing that we have access and resources to be able to go do those things is really fun for me. But then also, like, food-wise, I mean, I think I had kind of everything. You know, chicken, pizza, gourmet food. I had buttered chicken. I had, like, there was every world market type food there, to sample and to think of, you know, the discussion of like, well, how could I do this in a convenience store?
Yeah.
You know, food to be like, well, I love this food, but can I incorporate it? Everyone is there to help.
Yeah.
And to guide, like, okay, this is how we do it. This is our model. You can obviously make it your own. But that for me was fun. Getting to go, you know, Friday, last day is always a little bit slower, right? At every show you go to. So if it's your first time and you want not to be a lot of people, the last day of the show is a good day to go walk the floor. But I was able to go meet other vendors and talk to, because we're always growing too. Like, we like to learn what's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to, you know, I love working for Howard. The fact that, you know, I can go into any booth and say who I am and with confidence to be able to just have a conversation. I'm looking to get smarter and better at what we do, and the conversations with other vendors, people are always welcome to, or open and welcome, it seems like, to talk and work with us, which has been fun for me. That was probably my funnest part on Friday.
Yeah, it just seems like the whole show had a good energy to it. And I think that just alludes to how close the industry is and how much they support each other and are trying to grow to become something really special. I mean, there was a lot of food, but you could tell that there was a lot of fresh offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And a significant amount was, you could tell they're starting to get healthier and trying to cater to every demographic. So I think that was good to see as well. But that's our next recap. We do have some fun questions.
All right.
As we end every episode. So these are rapid fire Halloween questions.
Done.
Okay. Favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's
pumpkins.
Mm.
Gotta get the pumpkins. Better peanut butter
to
chocolate
ratio.
I'd say Reese's or Milk Duds. Peanut butter or caramel?
Peanut butter.
Caramel. Well, caramel.
Okay. Haunted house or corn maze?
Corn maze.
Neither. No. corn maze. Corn maze.
Okay. Scary or funny costume?
Funny.
Funny, for sure.
Apple cider or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Apple cider.
Cold or warm?
Hot.
Carve a pumpkin or paint one?
Paint. We got squirrels outside my house. we got to paint them.
I would go carving.
How does the paint affect squirrels?
I don't know. No,
there's a bunch of squirrels just on the ground when you are.
No. Kid paint. Friendly paint.
Okay.
Yeah.
black cats, lucky or cursed?
I don't have an opinion.
As a Cubs fan, they're cursed.
Yeah, Sox fan. Yeah, they're cursed. You guys are cursed. That's fine.
We broke the curse.
And have you ever seen a ghost? Yes.
You really want this?
Both of you?
Yeah. Not, okay.
Okay, quick.
Okay, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah.
My childhood home was haunted. a gentleman passed away in our garage before we lived there, and definitely haunted, for sure. Didn't see anything, but you could feel it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Same.
You grew up in the same house?
So yeah, we were brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for giving our recap of this awesome show that we had last week.
It's always great being on this podcast.
No, I love it.
Number one podcast in the company.
In the company?
That is true. That is true.
If you have any questions about NACS or the convenience store industry, want to talk to Kevin or Eric, just reach out to us. Mm-hmm. But thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time. See ya.
See ya.